Today on Gardening in a Minute, alternative holiday plants. It's no secret that poinsettias make great holiday plants, but why not try something different this winter? Many attractive holiday plants can be found in floral shops, supermarkets, and garden centers in November and December. Amaryllis can be purchased as a bulb or plant and will produce large, beautiful white, pink, or red flowers. Christmas cactus is a popular houseplant and comes in a wide variety of colors. This tropical plant will be covered in bright blooms around the holidays and is easy to care for. Stramanthe triastar is a striking foliage plant that has green and white leaves with bold red undersides. Dress up these plants and others by placing them in festive containers. For more information about this and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, backyard fires. In crisp fall weather, the heat and flicker of fire can add comfort and enjoyment to cookouts and other outdoor gatherings. A fire can provide a place to sit with friends and neighbors, talking, cooking, or just staring into the flames. Build your fire in a permanent or temporary brick or stone fireplace, freestanding patio hearth, fire pit, or chimney. Clear an area in your yard of grass and brush, or place it on the patio. Try one of the many traditional cookout foods, pigs in a blanket, s'mores, or corn on the cob. Sitting around a fire is an ancient and fun way to spend quality time as a family and enjoy your yard on a chilly fall evening. For more information about this and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, deer. Deer are shy, graceful creatures, but these large mammals can really chew up a home landscape. Deer multiply quickly and thrive where forest meets open space. In other words, in housing developments throughout the state. Deer will eat vegetables, fruit trees, and ornamental plants. Telltale signs of deer damage include jagged tears left by their teeth on the ends of twigs and stems. You may also see their heart-shaped hoof prints. You can try frightening the deer away with devices or repelling them with repellents, but where deer are abundant or persistent, fencing may be the only way to effectively minimize their damage. You can also try planting ornamentals that are less preferred by deer. Look for lists of the best plants for your area. For more information about this and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pampas grass. Pampas grass is a distinctive ornamental grass that can be grown throughout the state. The plant has white or silver tufts that are actually flower stalks. The most common form of pampas grass is quite large, but a dwarf form is also available. Pampas grass looks great planted by itself in lawns or can be grouped to form a screen. Because of its size and fast growth, pampas grass makes a wonderful windbreak or barrier planting. Pampas grass can be planted in full sun, it'll grow in most soils, and is quite salt tolerant. Don't plant your pampas grass near pathways, as its sharp leaves will cut soft skin. Give pampas grass a try to experience for yourself how trouble-free it can be. For more information about this and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pruning tool selection. Pruning is an essential chore in any landscape, but specialty tools can make the different kinds of pruning much easier. Hand pruning shears are good for small branches. If you attempt to cut a larger branch with these shears, you risk ruining the shears and harming the plant. Lopping shears have longer handles and are operated with both hands. Good quality loppers can slice through branches 1.5 inches thick. Larger branches will require a saw. Look for a quality limb saw to make these cuts safely. Pole pruners allow you to reach small branches high in trees. Electric gas engine and rope-operated pole pruners are available. Head shears can be manual or power and are useful when pruning small-leaved plants into formal shapes. For more information about this and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.